It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As I promised before, one of the 2025 recruits for the University of Miami, somebody who committed over almost a year ago. We had an opportunity to watch him play last year when Milton came down and played in the Broward Showcase. They're coming back down again this year and playing American Heritage Plantation. After the game with Western, we watched every week, and lo and behold, his Milton football team won a state championship in Georgia, and Luke Nickel is kind enough to join us this evening. Luke, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy time for you, and I know there's a lot of things going on in your world, but obviously, to you, the off season and like us is busier than the regular season.
Oh, for sure, definitely. I mean, I feel the same way. I feel like my schedule is definitely a lot more busy, just with workouts and then just hanging out with all my friends and my family. So just being able to manage it all is kind of stressful at times, but it's also, you know, that's what I'm up for.
Yeah, and you're not coming back down this road again. So, yeah, obviously you want to take advantage of everything that's going on. Your final year in high school, obviously, and I think I can remember back that far, is always great. I mean, it's always great. Like you said, the bonds that you've made with your friends and your teammates and, you know, people in school. Is something that you can't, you know, that you can't explain. But having the opportunity now, I mean, you keep adding to your resume. I mean, you have a state title in a place like Georgia, and where you actually down the stretch beat three undefeated teams to win it, especially in the finals against a team that was ranked in the top 10 in the nation. I know the weather when we saw you at Western wasn't the best. It was kind of muddy and all that. But what kind of sparked this team the rest of the season? Did you use that first game kind of as a reference point and said, hey, listen, we're better than what we showed, and, you know, the field was muddy for both teams and we should have come out of here a winner?
Yeah, I mean, even after that game, we had a team meeting right in our little hotel, and, you know, that kind of sparked us. I mean, a lot of guys, you could see some of the emotion that came out from each player when they, you know, got a chance to talk to the team, and I think that's what really sparked us. And, you know, just growing as a team, that definitely helped. Just kind of understanding where each player came from and just the differences that we had. But, you know, seeing that also brought a lot of us closer. And I think that's what kind of led us to the top. I mean, we had our playoff run, which was, I mean, we played three top 25 teams. So when we were battle tested, definitely. And, you know, I just think that bond that we had is what brought us to the top over those teams.
Yeah, no doubt. Luke Nickel joining us, 2025 University of Miami quarterback recruit, one of the best in the country. And you had a great offseason. I know you played 7-on-7. We watched you at the Battle Miami tournament. Great, great event. Some of the best players. Then you also had a chance recently to go to the Elite 11, which is, I guess, a dream come true for a quarterback. What was that like?
Oh, this is a super cool moment. I mean, just growing up, I've always wanted to be a part of that fraternity. And, you know, it finally came to reality. So just being able to soak all the information in and just the time that I had there, the relationships that I built, were just super cool. And I think, you know, growing this year and just in college, you know, those relationships will last a lifetime.
Right. And what is the, I know that even though you're committed, I know a lot of colleges, they still think, hey, I could get this guy. I mean, you're a tremendous athlete. You're busy all the time. How has the recruiting process been for you? Because most people say, well, even though you commit and shut it down and it's over, but that's not the truth, because a lot of schools are still throwing the red carpet at you and want you to, hey, look, we got this, we got that. You can do this and that. Have you handled that pretty well? Have your family helped you kind of like weed through all the tough times of recruiting?
Yeah, I'd say I managed it pretty well. Just going through the process when I first committed, just talking with my family and my friends, that's what really led me to the decision that I made. Just talking with them, making sure that decision was right for me and my family, and it was, obviously. And then, once I committed, it definitely, you think of it as it's kind of shut down. And in my mind, it was shut down, but definitely some schools that were still trying to reach out to me. But, I never really thought of it like that. I was 100% locked in the Canes all the way along.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's a plus, especially what direction that the University of Miami's headed in. Obviously, you're getting a close bond with Shannon Dawson, the offensive coordinator, a guy who, obviously, when you have an offensive coordinator that's a quarterback coach, that's kind of really good, because they can sit there and don't have to go through another channel. What's that relationship been like so far with you and Coach Dawson?
Oh, it's been a great relationship. The relationship that I built with the whole coaching staff is just unbelievable. I mean, you would think like it would take like 5 years to have the relationship that we have, and it's only been about a year. So, it's just a super cool relationship. I mean, I know they're going to coach me hard when I get there, and that's just what I want. I want the coaches that are, going to push me to be my best each and every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and you look at the direction they're headed. I mean, I remember talking to Coach Cristobal when he first got here, and he said, "Listen, we're never going to compromise. We're always going to move forward." And they have. I mean, you look at the roster over the last 2 years, Luke, and it's amazing how much change there's been. This year, the last 2 years, they've worked on the offensive line. Obviously, that's a strong part of them. They're getting receivers. They're doing all that. And I know you're watching everything, and you're kind of keeping close with the other 2025 commits. What was a selling point for you coming out of Georgia to come down south and attend the University of Miami?
I think the selling point for me was just the future. Super bright in Miami. And, with Coach Cristobal and Coach Dawson, I have a ton of faith in them. And just the future with those guys and the whole players and the whole coaching staff is just what I saw, what stuck out to me early, and the bond that the players had with each other, and it's just something that I wanted to be a part of, and kind of bring back the winning at Miami.
No doubt. Luke, I can't thank you enough. I know you're a busy guy, and thanks so much for taking time. Can't wait to see you down here. Good luck. Well, actually, we'll see you in the first game of your season against American Heritage. So, even if it rains, their facilities a lot. It doesn't have it's artificial surface, so you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, that'll be
good
fun.
Stuff.
I mean, we got American Heritage as our second game this year, so
second game. Okay, going. That's right. You open up the week before. Which is an advantage for you.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt. Luke, thanks so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime. Luke Nickel, 2025 recruit for the University of Miami, and a good one. And obviously, when Mario Cristobal and his staff promised that they turn things around with elite players, that young man is an elite player, gets it done everywhere, classroom, a football field, great teammate. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, or youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for the first hour. Our good friend Alex Dono from Locked On Canes is next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.